Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Trust that you're well this morning and continuing to know the blessing and goodness of God in your life. Good to be back in the church building again in some measure and enjoy the fellowship of God's people, but we still need to be very, very careful. Over the past Friday mornings, we've been looking at Psalm 23, the very popular Psalm 23 together. I don't want to go over that in any great detail. What we've said in the past, suffice to say that it's the best known Psalm and supposed to be the least believed Psalm. The Psalm is very personal and it's all about the shepherd and the sheep relationship. If you're joining us this morning or have recently joined in the little thought for the day, you're still able to pick up all the morning devotionals by the elders on the Bally Baptist Church website. Last week we started into the second half of the Psalm at verse 4. And if Psalm 23 is popular, then I believe that verse 4 is one of the most popular verses in the Bible, because it deals with death, the subject of death, something that affects us all without exception. A verse that's read in hospitals, in nursing homes, at bedsides, at funerals, all the time. So we will look at this verse 4 again. We looked at the first part of verse 4 last week, and in that we saw the blessing of companionship in the hour of trial. And this morning we want to look at the last statement of verse 4, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And that's the blessing of comfort. And we want to look at that this morning. Comfort is something that we all need in the journey of life. On the mountaintop or in the valleys of this old sinful world, we are people in constant need of comfort. Our trials and discouragements, our trials with death and sickness and disability, all remind us of the comfort that we need. And God's word tells us that in this old world we will have tribulation. But it says, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. For in the time of trouble he will hide me in his pavilion." Also, this journey through the valley of the shadow of death is in our minds thought to be a very difficult and trying experience. And we need to always be living in the comfort zone of the great shepherd that is always there for us. So comfort is something that we all need all the time. And then secondly, there's only one source of true comfort. Only one source. The great shepherd is the one and only source of the needed comfort that we require. And that verse 4 says, "For thou art with me, blessed by God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies," we read, "and the God of all comfort," the God of all comfort. And a verse in Isaiah 43, I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The assurance of the comfort of God to us. And the Lord wants to assure us of that comfort. And he tells us in this verse 4 that death is a shadow that we should not fear. He tells us that we will enjoy his divine presence in the valley of the shadow. He tells us that we will enjoy his divine protection in the valley of the shadow. He tells us we will enjoy his divine preparation. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. So we all need comfort, and there's only one source of true comfort. And how can we experience this comfort? This little part of the verse that we're considering this morning, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And some people think that this is describing two functions of the one item in the shepherd's hand. That the shepherd did not go about with an item in each hand. But I think there are two items. The verse says, thy rod and thy staff. And I think there are two items. And they're two different items. I think the rod was a shorter club-like weapon, maybe about 3 foot long, with two purposes, I think. The first purpose was protection, and the second purpose was correction. The first purpose was protection. Protection in the defense of the sheep, to deal with danger from wild animals. In the eastern setting, the shepherd was always on the lookout for wolves and lions and snakes. And these were a real danger to the sheep. Sheep are not a fighting animal in return, and they needed a lot. They needed a lot of protection. Protection from without. And then the second use, I think this rod was for correction. Correction from within, to deal with the wayward and the stubborn sheep. The staff then, the staff was a different item. I think it was probably 4 foot six, 5 foot long, a thinner type stick with a crook on the top. We would be familiar with that, the staff. And that was for two purposes, for assistance and direction. And the shepherd could use that to restrain the sheep or to recover a sheep or a lamb with the crook. So comfort through these purposes. How can these purposes comfort us? Well, protection, the first one in the club, protection. And friends, what a comfort this is for us to be under the protection of the great shepherd. Enjoying divine protection. The thief, the devil, is ever ready to kill and to destroy. And you've heard me quoting many times that lovely verse in 2 Chronicles 6:19. The eye of the Lord runneth to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are right towards him. What protection! Great protection. And Psalm 34 verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Great protection. And 2 Kings, do you remember the story in 2 Kings 6, Elisha and the servant, and Elisha prayed that the Lord would open the eyes of the young man. And the Lord answered the prayer, and the young man opened his eyes, and they saw the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Protection. And how comforting it is for us, friends, to be under the protection of the great shepherd. The second use then was correction, and that was for the wayward and stubborn sheep. And it was always done out of love and care for the sheep. And it's the same for us. Ponder, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. And friends, we have an old nature that is always wayward. All we like sheep have gone astray. And Psalm 89:32, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. The rod of correction. Hebrews 12:11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. There are consequences to sin and waywardness. Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Correction. And of course we know 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, and instruction in righteousness. And these two comforts of the Lord, protection and correction. And friends, those are great sources of protection for the child of God. And then the staff, as we said, had two purposes as well. The comfort of assistance and the comfort direction, assistance and direction. And this, the shepherd would use the staff to assist the sheep all the time. And it's the same for us, for comfort and support in trouble and sickness, and the comfort of care. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. The comfort of assistance. Hebrews 13:6, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The comfort of the assistance of God. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The comfort of assistance with the staff. And then the comfort of direction to keep the sheep on the right path. The comfort of direction to keep us on the right way and to keep us away from this old self-life. Psalm 119, a very favourite verse. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 77:20, thou leadest thy people like a flock by thy hand. And Isaiah 30:21, the still small voice of the Spirit of God. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And Psalm 27:11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Living in the comfort zone of the great shepherd that is there for us. And friends, he will never break his word. We think of the hymn, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. And Psalm 91:1, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What a comfort for us friends this morning. The comfort, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The comfort of protection and the comfort of correction. And the comfort of assistance and the comfort of direction. those two items in each of those two, the rod and the staff, they comfort me. So I trust that this little phrase this morning will be a source of encouragement to us and a help to us as we dwell on that little part of verse 4 throughout this day. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we thank you for that this morning, and we'll bow now just in a word of prayer and commend ourselves to God. Our Father, we thank thee for a new day, for all your blessings and all your mercy to us. Father, we thank thee for the goodness of God that we enjoy. And Father, we lift our hearts again this morning. Father, we thank thee for this little statement at the end of verse 4. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And Father, we thank thee for the comfort of God that we can enjoy. That protection of God and that assistance and that correction and that direction. Father, we thank you for all of that this morning. And we as your people. And Father, we pray that we will be a people that will know, continue to know the comfort of God with us. So Father, we bless you for that. We praise you for all the assurance that that gives to us today. And we commend ourselves to thee. Father, we think of our congregation today. We think of those in hospitals working, and we think of those unwell and those that are housebound. And Father, we pray that they will know something of the comfort of God today in their particular and individual circumstances. So Father, we commend ourselves to thee today. We praise you again for all that you have done for us and for all that you mean to us. And Father, we praise you for the joy of being in the family of God today, that we can call you our Father. And Father, we bow low at thy feet this morning and acknowledge your goodness and greatness to us. So Father, we commend ourselves to thee. We pray that you'll be with us this day, that we'll know, continue to know God's goodness and God's mercy another day as we progress through this. So we give thanks again and lift our hearts and commend ourselves to thee today in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.